Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider, joins us right now, along with Orlando Franklin, sitting in for Stink. He'll be joining us coming up at 7:30. He is presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Mike, why weren't the Broncos more interested in signing Baker Mayfield?
Well, he's on waivers right now, and they're number 3 on the priority list. I don't think, they're not going to put a claim in on Baker Mayfield. And that's, there's several reasons here. One, you got 5 games left in the season. If you claim him on waivers, you have to pick up the rest of his contract, which is $1.35 million. And, by the time he gets the, and then he's a free agent after this season. So, and given the fact that Russell Wilson is here with the Broncos and is under contract guaranteed for 3 more years after this one, Baker's not going to sign here. You know, he's going to try to go to a place where he has a better chance of becoming the number 1 quarterback. So for $13.5 million, he would be a backup, and would take him a couple weeks to get the playbook before he could even go in and take a snap. It just doesn't make sense. And so they brought in a younger kid, Jarrett Garantano, for the practice squad, and Brett Rippon will remain the backup. I do think the Broncos will, Rippon's done after this year as far as contract goes. I think the Broncos will try to bring in a backup. They might even, use one of their top picks on a quarterback this year. It's probably 1 year away before they make a real serious move toward a quarterback. But, and then if Baker clears waivers, which I think he will, unless the 49ers take him, I think he would look at other options in free agency other than the Broncos.
Yeah. Mike, how was the locker room after this week's loss? Defense holding that team to 10 points, but they did have that collapse with about 5 minutes and 20 seconds left, and, giving up those 2 fourth downs, and Singleton getting a penalty, and, PS2 getting a penalty, Kareem Jackson missing a tackle. But this offense, yet again, another week, no touchdowns, only 9 points. So how was that locker room feel after the game?
They've had a lot of close games this year, and some where they lost late. They've lost 3 overtime games. But this one was more of a gut punch. They had the game. The offense missed a chance to put it away after the long completion to Dulcich to midfield, past midfield, and then from there, 3 downs, and they had to punt. When 1 more first down, 1 more field goal, they had it. The defense, I think the real crucial killer there was that 4th and 1.5 when Andrew shifted in, took the snap. Looked like they had them stopped at the, Ravens' 18-19 yard line with 4:20 to go. You hold them there, it looked for a moment like they did, and they could have put the game away there. There were so many chances for them to put that game away. That was the most heartbreaking of their losses. So it was really somber, quiet. There wasn't sometimes after a loss, half hour, 40 minutes after the game, you see some smiles and you see a little laugh. Somebody will crack a joke and there'll be a little bit of laughter. There was none of that in the locker room after the game, in Baltimore.
Mike, we got about 45 seconds. It seems like after every loss, fans are like, this is the week that Nathaniel Hackett will get fired. I just don't think it's going to happen during the season. Do you?
Well, they don't want to, that's for sure. And that's pretty evident. I think in the last 30, 40 years, it's only happened once that a coach didn't finish his first year. And that was Urban Meyer for conduct reasons, not performance reasons, last year. So I think they definitely do not. But when you're 3-9, you're on a week-to-week basis. You know, I don't think he can get blown out consecutive weeks and expect to finish the season. But, they want to wait and evaluate the full body of work. I think we all know where this is headed at season's end. But I do think they want to, if they can, you know, unless there's a real revolt from the fan base, I think they want to try to get to the end.
All right, Mike, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
You got it.
Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider, joining us courtesy of Bet River Sportsbook.